Welcome back to Becoming Next on Scene, everybody. It is your host, Jackie Zook. It is another awesome day for another awesome episode of How to Become Next on Scene in your field of business or in your passion. Before I bring on my amazing guests, I always like to start with a marketing self-care tip to get your week started and to keep you motivated to keep going. So this month is Mental Health Awareness Month. And I think that there is so much power in really acknowledging, like, it's okay to ask for help. It's okay to know your strengths and know your weaknesses and acknowledge them out loud, like say them out loud. Like, I really don't want to do this anymore. Or I really don't want to go to this event. Or I really do want to go to this event. I really want to go out for coffee with this person. Whatever it might be, I think that it's really important to get super clear in where you put your time and energy. And I think, like, it could be the day-to-day people you surround yourself with, what you're investing. If you own a business, like, what are you investing your time and energy into? Do you have people to help you? Are you doing everything on your own? Like, I think it's really important to really self-evaluate, because in order to reach your next level, it's really important for you to acknowledge, like, you should find joy in every day of your life, in every moment. You know, not every moment's going to be perfect, but if you have a shitty moment or a shitty thing that happens, there is always, and excuse my language, if there's a crappy thing that happens, there's always something awesome on the other, like, on the other side of it. If you have a roof over your head, but you had a bad morning, you have a roof over your head. You know what I mean? Were you able to pay for lunch today? Like, people overanalyze all of these things. Did someone hold the door open for you? You know, it's the little things that you can find joy in and really be more appreciative. And there's so much power in gratitude. The more gratitude you share and are grateful for, the more you allow to come in. So that is my self-care tip more this week. I think you can tie it into your marketing though, about really being clear of, like, what you love to do and really opening up about more personal things, not to a point where you feel super uncomfortable, but just really letting people in to show you're a real person. You know, I tend to find with a lot of clients I've worked with over the years, even to this day, the most reached content is personal content, because people can relate to you. They feel emotionally connected. They share something in common with you. So don't be afraid to do things that sometimes are uncomfortable, because on the other side of uncomfortable is where the opportunities happen. So that is my tied-in marketing tip of that. So now I'm really excited to have my amazing guest. We have the fabulous Scott Rotondo. He is the host of The Rotunda on 990 WBOB. He is so awesome. Today we talk all about how he got started in the radio world, his background in politics, trends of how he finds talent he's going to put on. He's doing an amazing cancer fund organization event coming up in June. So I thought that that would super tie in well. And I think it's so awesome with all the amazing things he's doing. So I can't wait for you to hear from this rock star. Stay tuned for the Bring Home 80 for Brady on Blu-ray today. Lily Tomlin, Jane Fonda, Rita Moreno, and Sally Field star as four best friends who go on an unforgettable journey to see their hero Tom Brady play in Super Bowl 51. In this hilarious comedy about living life to the fullest, no matter your age, directed by Kyle Marvin, buy 80 for Brady on Blu-ray and get laugh out loud bonus content. Rated PG-13 from Paramount Pictures.
The ups, the downs, and all the in-between. What it takes to become next on scene. Are you next? Follow us at Next on Scene.
Welcome back to Becoming Next on Scene, everybody. I'm so excited to be back here with the amazing Scott Rotondo, the host of The Rotunda on 990 WBOB. Scott, it's so nice to have you back here. Welcome back to the podcast.
Jackie, you know, it's always my pleasure to catch up with you, whether it be here or, you know, over social media. It's just always great to hear what you have to say, just to kind of, you know, kind of share our updates together. So it's my pleasure to be back on.
Same. And we've known each other for years. For new listeners that are listening, you have such an awesome background in radio. You also do a lot more than radio. You're a dad, your husband, you work full time at another job. So can you tell us a little bit about your backstory, and then we'll talk about all the trending topics?
Sure. Yeah. So a little bit about my backstory. I've been working in the accounting and finance field for the last 25 years or so now, in a variety of progressive roles, starting out as an entry-level analyst and an accountant, moving up through management roles to through the ranks of controller, So what I'm doing right now is I'm director of finance, which is almost a VP position for my company. I'm responsible for the worldwide financial operations of the company on a daily basis, from, you know, making sure our customers are getting the product to making sure they're paying us for the product, getting the financial information to ownership on time, comprehensive and mistake free. And I really enjoyed it. I rejoined my company in Boston last month after being down here in Rhode Island at a different company for 5 years. So it's just, you know, it's really good to be back. As you mentioned, I'm a dad. I've got two daughters. Spaced them out a little bit. My oldest daughter is 20 years old. She just turned 20 years old last weekend. And my youngest daughter is 8 years old. We adopted her at a foster care, actually it's going to be 7 years ago Thursday on Star Wars Day. Dang. Believe it or not.
On Star Wars Day. That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of, you know, I'm in that generation that's how I remember it. Star Wars Day. Oh yeah. May the fourth be with you. You know?
So cool. So cool.
Yeah.
I mean, you have a background in like politics and all that stuff too. Correct. So like, let's transition. So obviously the radio platform has really given mm-hmm. you to be creative, share your opinions and messaging with the world. Can you talk more about what your show is?
Yeah, sure. It's called The Rotunda. I started it in November 2014 on 990wbob.com. I transitioned into doing the show full time after I decided my political aspirations were long over. Prior to actually having the show full time, I was on the station as a guest host and as a correspondent for a little bit over a year before that. They discovered me through one of my political activities. And just, I guess they just needed to, fill an episode one day and wanted me to come into the studio and talk with one of the hosts. And Jackie, it was one of those things, I don't know if you'd call it serendipity or the stars aligning, but the host and I, we synced. You know, we traded cell phone information and a couple of weeks later, he asked me to come on, talk about this issue, talk about that issue, come in the studio. And it got to a point, as I mentioned, where I was weighing, you know, politics, it's dirty. You know, no matter what your opinion is, you know, left or right or what have you, there's going to be people who are going to disagree and not always in the nicest way. Mm-hmm. Getting tired of those slings and arrows, if you will, I said, you know, I kind of want to lay down the sword on that. And at about that time is when this same host, he's unfortunately passed on, but he was a dear friend of mine named Dave Kaplan. He said to me during one of the commercial breaks when I was co-hosting with him, you know, you should think about doing your own show. I said, you know what? That's it. That would be pretty cool. You want to talk about outside the box, you know, especially as an accountant. And one of the jokes about accounting, people will say, you know, when you meet an outgoing accountant at a party because he's looking at over at the other person's shoes, not down at his own. You know, so talk about being outside the box. So we started just after Thanksgiving in 2014. It was kind of politically motivated at first, and I morphed it more into current events and debate. Depending on the headline, sometimes I'll take it from the left point of view, or sometimes I'll take it from the right point of view. I mix in the last segment, funny stories from all around the world. Just kind of weird, wacky news that you'll hear, different oddities. But really, the coolest part about it, Jackie, is one segment in every show, I try to have a guest. And again, in the beginning, they were more politically oriented, but it's morphed into a lot of entertainment. I don't know if your listeners have heard of Brianna Brown out in Hollywood. She was on General Hospital. If you've seen Devious Maids, she was in the Night of the Living Dead remake, which is where I saw her, and in the Dynasty remake. And I had her come on the show to promote her charity. I've had a lot of authors on the show. I actually have Don Bentley coming on soon. He's for listeners, in their 40s and 50s like I am. If you've read books by Tom Clancy or Vince Flynn, they've both unfortunately passed on, but they kind of have the franchise, right? So they have, for lack of a better term, ghost writers that keep the characters going and keep the product going. He's actually got both of those mantles right now, and he's going to be calling into my show. I've had, college hockey players and coaches call in. It's just, it's really, really kind of fun. It's also, another great part is entrepreneurs like yourself. We met through my show and, we were just talking about Jennifer Cassara from Good Robe and Company. especially local entrepreneurs, share their products and their companies and kind of help them, you know, get the word out there. So it's fun for me to get to interact with different people, and it's fun for the guests to kind of get to amplify their voice.
I couldn't agree more. Like, I think that that's so awesome and impactful. Yeah. I love your show, and I introduce you to like everyone that I know. Like, Scott's doing amazing stuff. Like, everybody needs to check him out. So where did the Rotunda name come from? Obviously it's a play on Rotundo. So
correct. Correct. So you bang on the first one, a play on the name. It's interesting how many times I'll call, you know, my credit card or my bank, and they pronounce it that way. So I said, well, maybe there's something there. Although, you know, when in doubt, add an O on my name, right? Also, so here in Rhode Island, again, keeping in mind I was politically motivated for a while, our state house Capitol building has a rotunda in it, just, you know, the big meeting room. And it's either the second largest or the largest unsupported dome in the world. One wouldn't have thought in Little Rhodey. Yeah. So, you know, for the collateral for my show, to say, you know, the Rotunda with Scott Rotunda, and it's got a picture of the state house on there, which is kind of
That's
neat.
Why I see that. I never knew that. That's fun. See? Fun. That's
the more you know.
I love it. This is why you got to ask questions, right? You just never know.
Exactly. Oh, for sure. For sure.
So I want to talk more about trends around like the Twitter messaging of how, when you really want to share your opinions online about things that are happening in the world, the limitations around like Twitter, you can only do so many characters, right? Like, how can you really get your message across? Can we talk more about that?
Absolutely. Yeah. And it's tough, especially on social media, Twitter, especially because you do have that limitation. You know, you can't write, you know, the Magna Carta on Twitter. You've got, I even forget if it's 140 characters or 240 characters or something like that. But it gets tough, and especially in the current events in politics space, to you know, to get a point out, because so many issues that we're facing right now, Jackie, as a society, are so complex, and there's pressure on Twitter because you want your content to be fresh, you want it to be edgy, you want people to see it and to retweet it and to get an idea fully out there in 240 or 140 characters or less is darn near impossible, I think.
Mm-hmm. I couldn't agree more. And also, so what's your thoughts too? Do you find most of your content on Twitter that you want to talk about? Is that kind of where you go to your resources?
A lot of mine has really been Facebook. Again, just because you can write a lot more about it. For instance, as I'm sharing our Crush Cancer fundraiser, you know, I can really kind of go into it, to the why, where on Twitter I could post a link and a couple of pictures and say, hey, I'm raising money for cancer research, and at that Smug Brewing in Pawtucket, come check it out. It's going to be fun. Well, that's great. And you might see that, you know, because you know me, you'll check it out. If you don't know me, maybe you'll check it out. Maybe you'll scroll by. But when I can write out, hey, here's why it's important. You know, I've lost both my parents to this disease. I've lost friends to this disease. And I'm not unique, you know, and if you'd like to help, you can definitely come see us, have a beverage, have something to eat. If it's too far for you to travel, that's okay. Here's the link. If you don't want to donate and you're saying, geez, I really need another t-shirt. Or if you're like me, where I have the Crush Cancer t-shirt, but I've got drawers full of t-shirts, you know, we've got pint glasses we can sell. So you see, like, you can kind of expand on it more on Facebook as opposed to Twitter. So I use them both, especially for show promotion, but I feel like it can be a little more, for lack of a word, meatier on Facebook.
Mm-hmm. I agree. So can you talk more about the cancer fund you're doing? When is that taking place? Like, walk us through more. Sure.
So the highlights are Crush Cancer. It's taking place at Smug Brewery in Pawtucket, Rhode Island on Friday, June 9th. From 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Smug Brewery is a locally owned brewery right here in my hometown of Pawtucket. They have specialty beers, and it is beers. It's not, you know, wine and spirits and whatnot. They've got sour beers, IPAs, lagers, stouts, pretty much you name it. And for those of you who may say, well, you know, I really don't feel like drinking, or maybe you've given it up, or you've never started, that's fine too. There's going to be a food truck there called Paul Monte. And they serve Dominican and Caribbean-inspired food. And they also, of course, have non-alcoholic beverage. So, you know, a soda pop or a water. And the neat thing is, this is the second year in a row, Jackie, that we're doing the fundraiser at Smug Brewery. And Smug Brewery jumped at the opportunity to host it again. And when Paul Monte heard about it, because they were the food truck last year, just by luck, really, they, like, insisted. They're like, nope, we want to be there. It was such a great event. We're going to have raffle prizes. If you're a Red Sox fan, we've got a David Ortiz jersey. If you're a Yankees fan, I think we have a Yankees jersey. We've got a Celtics jersey if you're into basketball. I was going to include the Bruins, but they kind of, you know, disappointed me a couple of days ago. So they're outside the circle for me. But we'll also have other, you know, other prizes that you will be raffling off. And a unique thing, Jackie, we're not broadcasting from the event, but we will be recording at the event. So anybody that comes that wants to share their story with cancer, if they're a survivor or if they're battling it now, or a loved one's a survivor or a loved one has been lost to it, they can do that as well. And we'll be able to feature that on the show. We're selling a variety of t-shirts, and I think it's about 10 different colors because each type of cancer has a different color associated with it. We all know pink for breast cancer, but there's a bunch of different ones. So you can even, you know, buy a specific one, you know, if you'd like. We do have a donation link also that I can, you know, that I think I've shared.
I'll put it in the blog.
Yeah. Perfect. Sure. Perfect.
And so can you share more? Wait, Scott, really quick. Share why you're doing this. Like, why are you connected to this cause? Like, how are you?
Sure. All of that. So on a personal level, I've lost my parents to this disease. The radio host that I mentioned that got me involved in WBOB lost his fight with cancer in 2018. You know, there's been friends, some younger than me, who've passed away from this. So it really hits home. And an important thing for everybody to know, every nickel that we raise goes to Dana-Farber through the Joanne Sullivan Memorial Foundation. And what that foundation is a foundation that one of our other hosts who lost his mom to this disease set up in her memory. That they do golf tournaments as well. So essentially we take the money, we donate it to the Joanne Sullivan Memorial Foundation, and from there it goes right to Dana-Farber. And we've rebranded it as Crush Cancer this year. We've done this fundraiser for a few years, and it was originally called F-Bomb Friday, okay, which was kind of a cute way.
I remember you were telling me about this.
So just really quick about that genesis. Being internet radio, we're not beholden to the FCC, but we keep it clean, we keep it professional because we love what we do. So if you're listening to, you know, 104.1 or something, and a host was to let out the golden bad word, let's say, they're fired. The producer's fired. Lots of people are fired, and there's a big fine. Being that, again, we're internet radio, what we do, if a guest or if a host slipped up and said that word, we have basically a swear jar, we call it, and we put $2 in there. So what we used to do is one night a year for 3 hours, you could donate, and let's say you donated $10. You could say that bad word 5 times if you wanted to. What we found out, especially last year as I took over the event, is there were people like, for instance, the mayor of this town and some other, you know, politicians that wanted to be involved. But understandably, you know, if you're in the public eye, you don't want to be associated with a bad word. So they unfortunately weren't able to be involved. So we kind of brainstormed and we came up with Crush Cancer this year. It's a lot more palatable. You know, it's a lot more more family friendly. You know, for lack of a better word, and it just opens it up to more people and businesses to be associated with it.
For sure. I love it. So what are some goals you have for yourself? Like what are some big goals you have over the next like couple months to a year?
So we're talking in terms of the fundraiser or just, you know,
in general, we're talking about Scott. What's going on?
That's what we're talking about. Well, in terms of myself, I want to continue developing my brand. You know, it's one thing. And honestly, you've been a huge help in helping me, you know, kind of amplify my voice and amplify my brand. So continuing to ramp that up, get out into the public eye a little more. And career wise, having recently taken the step up to director, you know, to keep that going. Because just like yourself and anybody in the audience, you know, you can be happy with what you're doing and, you know, satisfied with what you've done career wise. But we all, you know, we've all either gone to a college or gone to a trade school or built a business up or built a career up in a variety of different ways. And you just want to see, you know, how far you can take it. Those are kind of the big things for me. And, you know, I want to see that my oldest daughter is transitioning into adulthood very well and kind of, you know, leading my younger daughter along the way, as well as, you know, continuing to be, you know, a good husband and a role model. So those are some things for the next few months to just kind of keep working on. And not to say that any of them are bad as it is right now, but I feel like we can always, you know, we can always try to do just a little bit better. And it doesn't have to be huge paradigm shifts, but just a little bit better every day.
I love that.
Imagine if, Yeah. Imagine if everybody did that, tried to be a little bit better every day or a little bit more of a nicer person every day. Just imagine not a vicious circle, but a virtuous circle of that going around the world and what that would mean.
It's so true. It's all about consistency over time. I totally agree with that. I love that. Yeah. So for people that are listening, like, how do you think about booking your shows, booking talent? What are things that people could do that you could find them? What goes into your thought process with this week we're going to do this show? And do you do social media research? What does that look like?
I do some social media research. I'm going to have a decent sized friend list. I ask my friends as well. If I'm, trying to plan out a couple of months in advance, if they know of someone who'd like to be on a show, I do know a couple of PR people. I know you've been just an awesome resource for me, and locally as well, the current events local that are going on here in Rhode Island and in Massachusetts. If I hear of something, maybe Mayor Wu is doing something in Boston and I'll reach out to her, or maybe there's a show that I watch. There's one that I've watched for years called Svengoolie out in the Chicago area. He shows kind of old monster movies on Saturday night. Sometimes the guest stars on there, I'll reach out to them. And so you'd be surprised. Yeah, you'd be surprised, because initially maybe you're a little nervous to kind of reach out to somebody, because, it's natural, right? You say, well, what if that person says no? Or what if they don't respond? Or what if they say get lost or something worse? But Jackie, you have to look at it from the positives, even, whether it's booking a guest for the show or starting a business or expanding a business. What if they say yes? Mm-hmm. And what a great thing that'll be. And, a lot of my guests, I'll just, on Amazon, I'll be reading a book, I'll reach out to the author. And I got to say, probably 19 times out of 20, someone will get right back to you and say, sure, maybe they can't do it right away. Maybe you have to book it a few months down the road. But very, very rarely have I had someone say, no thanks, and lose my number, so to speak.
Right. I love that. Yeah. Thank you for sharing. Yeah. I think more and more people are always looking to learn how to get themselves out there without feeling pushy or that stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's a good point too. It's a fine line, Jackie, because on the one hand, you don't want to be pushy. And, again, you're reaching out to somebody, they've got a full-time job or maybe a couple of jobs. But then on the other hand, there was a book I read by Zig Ziglar, who pretty much wrote the proverbial book on sales. And he said, at the end, you ask for the order.
Mm-hmm.
So you have the conversation and you say, hey, I'd love to have you on my show sometime. This is when it's on. Would there be a time that you'd like to work in? And try to be flexible. Don't say, hey, it's tomorrow at 8:30 p.m. or forget. And even with the fundraiser, I've reached out to a variety of people. Hey, this is what we're doing. I'd love to have you involved. This is what we can do. And most times people say yes. And if they don't, that's okay. It just means maybe for not right now.
It's so true. I love that. Scott, you're awesome. Yeah. How can people follow you on social media, get in touch, all the things?
Sure. Well, being an accountant, not the most creative social media, you can follow me on Instagram and Twitter on @ScottRotondo. You can also find me on Facebook @ScottRotondo. And if you'd like to send me an email, you won't believe how original this is. ScottRotondo@yahoo.com.
Perfect. So Scott Rotondo, everything is perfect. And then what's the website for the radio?
Sure. It's 990wbob.com. And the show goes every Wednesday night from 8 to 9 p.m. EST. And if you miss it, it's not a problem. I always post the podcast on Twitter and on Facebook the next day. Or you can just go to the website at your leisure and just punch up latest episodes of the Rotunda, and they're all there for you.
Love it. This has been so awesome and inspiring. Thank you so much for coming on today. Everyone, definitely check out the Rotunda. Follow him on all social media and definitely get in touch. Scott, you are awesome. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. And thank you again for the opportunity. I really appreciate catching up with you.
Always.
The ups, the downs, and all the in-between. What it takes to become next on scene. Are you next? Follow us at Next on Scene.